Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Iris Wasa Uehisa, in memory of the Wasa family, Shinichi, Koyo, George, Janet, and James. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Irene Nakamoto, former director of the Office of Buddhist Education at the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Mrs. Nakamoto.
Good morning. I just returned from attending the joint celebration of the 850th anniversary of Shinran Shonin's birth and the 800th anniversary of the establishment of the Jodo Shinshu teaching, as well as the 17th World Buddhist Women's Convention, all of them in Kyoto, Japan. Monshu Kojung Otani described these commemorative services as a great opportunity for us to all express our gratitude for the benevolence of Shinran Shonin, who clarified the Jodo Shinshu teachings that we are able to appreciate today. During this occasion, we were able to share the joy of following the same spiritual path with fellow Nembutsu followers. I reconnected with friends from afar, and we had a special bond that time and distance did not affect or interfere. We felt the closeness of being Nembutsu followers. The Monshu, in his written message, wrote, quote, "Let us appreciate the Dharma and Nembutsu teaching even more deeply, and together strive to realize a society in which everyone can live in peace and harmony, resonating in the hearts and minds of all. As the first step of this movement, I would like to ask for everyone's cooperation in continuing our organizational plans for the future." End of quote. The service in the new Goedo was momentous for my husband David and I, for we were there during the construction of the Goedo and had purchased and signed a tile that sits on the rooftop. And being with the hundreds of Nembutsu followers in this temple with its exquisite gold leaf altar and pillars made me think of Ichio Ichie, once-in-a-lifetime experience, an unrepeatable event. The ambience of everyone saying the Nembutsu together, listening intently to the ministers who were chanting and playing the gagaku or traditional court music, and watching the slow unified movements of the ministers. The appearance of Monshu Otani, his wife, and his mother made it even more special. There was a feeling of oneness, of everyone together in the Nembutsu. Although we were seated together as a temple, city, state, or country, we were together, all together, with one purpose, to honor our founder, Shinran Shonin, to appreciate the history of generations, and to move forward with exciting directions. At the service, the new Rogemon, gratitude for the Jodo Shinshu teaching, was shared. It was written to express the essence of the teachings and intended to be recited by everyone at various occasions. Since the time of Renyo Shonin, the passage of the original Rogemon was adapted to express our appreciation, and the Monshu hopes that we learn from Shinran Shonin's way of living and transmit the tradition to the next generation in an approachable way. It is expressed in plain and simple words so we may share it with others. And this is what it states. I quote, Entrust yourself to me. I will liberate you just as you are. This is the calling voice of Amida. My blind passions are embraced in the Buddha's awakening. So the Buddha calls to me, I will liberate you just as you are. Gratefully responding to the Buddha's call, I find that I am already on the path that leads to the Pure Land, and the Nembutsu flows freely from my thankful heart. It is due to the guidance of Shinran Shonin and successive spiritual leaders who have transmitted the teaching to us today. Living with the Dharma as my guide softens my rigid heart and mind. Gratitude for the gift of life I have received frees me from becoming lost in greed and anger, and allows me to share a warm smile and speak gentle words. Sharing in the joy and sadness of others, I will strive to live each day to its fullest. End of quote. It is the Monshu's hope that this new version, an expression of appreciation for the teaching, will be recited by everyone and shared with a wide range of people as well as the next generation. Just as this new Ryogemon was an enlightening step in sharing our teachings worldwide, the 17th World Buddhist Women's Convention brought together Nembutsu followers from Japan, South America, Canada, Hawaii, and Buddhist Churches of America. Five extraordinary panelists from each of those places shared their inspiring stories of life as a Nembutsu Buddhist or Jodo Shinshu Buddhist. Many experienced hardships that awakened and strengthened their faith, while others shared their life growing up in a Jodo Shinshu family. Cindy Alm of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuing represented Hawaii and gave an eloquent speech with calm and clarity that was appreciated by the audience. I asked myself, what made this trip different from other trips I've taken? It was definitely being with fellow Jodo Shinshu followers who believe in the Dharma. No matter where we were or what we were doing, everyone was there to help each other, to sit and chat for even a minute of the Dharma, to laugh together, and to silently understand how each life is special. When singer and songwriter Chihiro went on stage to sing the songs she had written from Lady Takeko Fukujo's poems, it brought the Dharma to a melodiously meaningful level of appreciation. When the Ikeno boys created large Ikenobo arrangements on stage by embracing the Dharma and including the Sangha by having the audience participate in creating the arrangement, it was beautiful. When the different districts went on stage to do their presentation, at which time Hawaii did a sign language to Hawaii's Buddhist Women's Pledge, it was a time of sharing and camaraderie. When each person exchanged gifts with five other people, it was a time of exhilaration and appreciation. Every gift was special and meaningful, coming from each individual district. What a beautiful time of the Sangha getting together and connecting. One of my fellow travelers said that traveling with fellow Dharma friends, experiencing all together, moving together, made the trip memorable. That's what I think made this trip extra special. The fact that through our connection with the Dharma, we understood what we were saying. We could laugh at ourselves and at each other with great joy, knowing that we are all Bonbu. Talking to my fellow travelers on this trip, I discovered that each person had his or her own problems, whether it be health issues, which many of us at our age are experiencing, or caregiving trials and tribulations, or family issues. But we could all talk about them, commiserate together, and appreciate that the Dharma guides our life, and that each day is precious and to be appreciated, and that each person is special and appreciated. As stated in the new Dogemon, quote, living with the Dharma as my guide softens my rigid heart and mind. Gratitude for the gift of life I have received frees me from becoming lost in greed and anger, and allows me to share a warm smile and speak gentle words. Sharing in the joy and sadness of others, I shall strive to live each day to the fullest. End of quote. Let us all share this expression of appreciation with all, and especially with future generations, and live each day to the fullest. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Nakamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 28th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Mr. Chris Richardson of Lanai Honganji. His talk will be entitled Unity. The Buddhist Study Center Summer Session is coming up June 5th through the 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Buddhist Study Center. The speaker is Reverend Dr. Takashi Miyaji of Southern Alameda Buddhist Church. His topic is Shinran's Challenge, a Shin Buddhist in the 21st Century. Please go to www.bschawaii.org for more information. The Moilili Summer Fest and Bon Dance will be held on Saturday, July 1st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the old Varsity Theater parking lot. We welcome your donations and help. Bon Dance practices will be held June 5th, 12th, and 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Moilili Honganji Social Hall. As we close this morning's broadcast of The White Way, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Iris Wasa Uehisa, and our speaker, Mrs. Irene Nakamoto. Thank you for listening, and we invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Joanne Yosemori. Namo Amida Butsu.